Hello, everyone. This is Realtor Linda Peltz. Today I am here with Derek, and he wants to tell you all about his company. Take it away, Derek.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Linda. Honored to be here. So glad that you're able to carve out some time and have me on. Derek Blanton here in Central Valley, California, originally from Orange County. The OC, not like the show, but different part of Orange County. And I always kind of get a good chuckle from people when I tell them, yeah, if they're not familiar with Bakersfield, we're between LA and Fresno, and you can usually smell when you're going through it. So, but that aside, Bakersfield specifically has been really good to myself and my family. We've been here going on our 16th year. And so it's been really good. Over that period, I guess maybe not unlike other people, I've had experience in some different industries. My background or education, I guess, if you will, is in exercise science and physiology, which now I guess just is incorporated under kinesiology. Got my degree in 2000, and I was going to be if I the original plan going way back was to play in the NFL, but of course, like all of us dreamers, scouts had attended a couple of training camps. They're very upfront and honest with you. They'll let you know if you're too short, too slow, those sort of things. And unfortunately, they told me that. So I figured, well, okay, next best step would be to train the athletes that actually, play on TV and things like that. And so I was able to open up a couple of gyms here in Bakersfield in 05 and 06, and eventually went on to, after working for a company, after that company dissolved, we were able to go independent. And so I had my own training business here locally for a little while. Saw the way that the market was kind of shifting and going, and the trend within training itself, more team oriented. Things like CrossFit were becoming really big at that time. And didn't really want to go half a million in debt just to spend the next 5 years maybe breaking even. So had some time in corrections, became a correctional supervisor in the private area. And then, of course, the state kind of started shutting down some of the private facilities. So I knew I had to.
Funny thing, you still needed to keep a roof over your head, didn't you? Not how life works. I
Absolutely.
still have to keep a roof over my
Absolutely.
head and food on my family's table. So have to
Absolutely.
shift with the changes.
They come first, we go without. I'm sure any parent understands that situation very well. So, so when I decided to pivot, kind of taking a look at the market and seeing what other industries were out there, I got turned on to financial services through a friend of mine, who at that time had still owns a small property casualty agency, dealing primarily in the commercial side, so not so much home and residential. And kind of looking at insurance, do have experience in life, got my life license, PC broker's license, and I'll be working on my securities license here
Nice.
soon. And looking at the different types and knowing that, especially here in California, how it is a requirement, not something that you can decide not to have, especially if you're in business. And so it made it a pretty simple reach out to business owners, especially within particular markets like contractors, for instance, builders, subs, what have you. They're usually going to have some vehicles, whether it's plumbing, electrical, construction, and so the work that they do and have employees, so they're going to need the work comp. And so, kind of looking at those things, decided to kind of go into that area. And along the way, ran into my business partner, Catherine Hall, and she introduced me to How Money Works.
How money works?
How
So tell
money
us, how does
works.
money work?
Well, because I often joke with people about I mean, they did teach that in high school and college, right? No, they'll be no, they didn't. And so looking
Well,
back,
and
especially.
that's the thing. I have told many people, And they ask how, because our younger generations are totally missing out and we're having to kind of learn it later in life. And, in order to keep that roof over our head and food on our table. And it's like, well, that's where you need to start with is the kids and start teaching it while they're young so that they can just grow into it instead of all of a sudden waking up in a crisis moment, right? I'm not keeping a roof over my family's head. I'm not keeping food on the table. What do I do? And then we have to start learning about that money and different things. So yeah, it's crucial. And I personally think it needs to go back to the kids and just they need to grow up with it and start learning about it very young. But they did. They took it out of the schools. So
they sure did. They sure did. And so right now, I think it's 22, maybe going up to 25 by the first of the year, but 22 schools right now out of the 50 states. Now, here's the dichotomy or distinction. Are required to provide a personal finance class, but there's no requirement to actually pass it. Mm-hmm. So you can offer it.
What is that? Elective?
Right. And so, we're on a crusade here to change that exactly to your point. Good example of that here recently, we were able to do a presentation to a local high school, over 120 students, two classes of 60 in their engineering department. And we got feedback forms from each of the students. And it was very eye-opening to think the feedback that they were able to give and the points that they made. Each one of them got a book, How Money Works. And, when you take a look at this book in particular, we had a new one come out. It's a really simple read. You could probably read it in an hour. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of art. It's got characters that are different points in their lives and careers. And so, we made it that way on purpose so that you're able to get something from it, whether you're in the classroom or the boardroom. Is I would kind of like to present that. And recently we had a women's conference to launch our How Money Works for Women, Take Control or Lose It. And, we understand, as I'm sure you do, over the next 10 years, women are going to control 2/3 of the wealth in this country. Mm-hmm. And that may or may go up. Now,
well, sadly, there's a whole lot more women out in the world than there are men. Sorry.
Right, guys. Right. Sorry, fellas. They outlive us. What can I say? I didn't make it that way. But and so we know that even with couples, that not only will the women outlive the men, but chances are that they will, be widowed for the better part of a decade or more. And so the question becomes, what type of lifestyle can they expect to live during that period of time? Mm-hmm. And so,
do you want to own your home or rent your home? Right. I mean, those are all crucial decisions that you're going to have to make over the years, and nobody's going to do it for you. I used to preach that to the kids, and I had six daughters and only two sons, and they got the same lectures, right? Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to learn to do it for yourself. So, I mean, it didn't matter that they were female. I'm sorry. There's nobody going to come in and take care of you, darling. You're going to have to do it yourself.
No, absolutely. Especially with, thinking about long-term care, mm-hmm. And the cost of that. Now, anyone who's been to a government-run facility versus private, I'm sure can tell you a whole lot more about that, that you're probably going to want to go more the way of the private. Mm-hmm. Question becomes, how do you afford it? And so the new book, we've added additional characters and again, different stages all the way up to age 86. And recently we just got off of a conference call, found out, I didn't know this, there's close to 1 million U.S. Americans over age 80 that are still working. And so, we're in a crusade to get the information out. We're educators, we're financial educators. We don't push any particular product or anything like that, which is what I really love about it. We have 7 money milestones that we cover, not necessarily sequentially, but we want to make sure all those things are in line for people. And we've got the tools to do it, as well as, I think last stat I saw, there was 180 million women in the U.S. So there's no way we can possibly reach them all ourselves.
Well, you can try really hard, and hopefully, you know, this little quip will kind of, you know, get you a few more here. And hey, Derek can help you, you know, all you women out there, or men too. I mean, young ones, old ones, whatever. If you need kind of a little guidance here, hey, get a hold of him.
Everywhere in between, we, you know, talking about taxes, inflation, I mean, just the whole thing. And so we just want to make sure that people are covered. So yeah, that's a sort of me in a nutshell.
Nice. So how do they get a hold of you? I mean, what would be kind of maybe an initial consultation, and maybe ring, hey, Derek, you know, I'm kind of interested in learning how money works. You know, what would you kind of do?
Sure. Absolutely. So we have sort of two different sites, but they work the same way. So the overall company is WealthWave, and then our organizational arm is How Money Works. So the site, howmoneyworks.com/Derek Blanton. Now, it is like it is on the screen, D-E-R-I-C. Okay. A lot of people either add a K or an extra R. No need.
You're definitely much easier to find in my contacts than some of the other Derek's.
Oh, good.
Just excellent. Saying. It works to your benefit.
Yes, absolutely. I'll take every little advantage I can get. But howmoneyworks/Derek Blanton. Message me 661-491-4080. And our presentations are complimentary. Our consultative approach is complimentary. We don't charge for any of that up front. It makes a nice little value add as well. We can present that to businesses. So
very nice. And then they stand a chance at hopefully maybe kind of getting their money under control to where you can save for a down payment and get into a house, everybody. So then you get to give me a call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I know you probably know this. I mean, referral partners, strategic partners are the lifeblood. In our business. And so, we love to kind of tie that back to, because we understand that that's going to be one of their main assets is their home. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure they're not, you know, not upside down. We want to make sure that, you know, if they want to maybe invest in additional property, that there's a way that they can do that. Absolutely.
Very nice. You probably help them a little bit with maybe budgeting or something along that line if they need help, or maybe some ways to cut out a few things in their life to where you do get on track and start living within your means and start maybe saving for their future, that sort of thing.
So we had, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. So Kim Schooler, she came for our book launch. She's a part of the main organization. And then Sharon Lechter, she actually basically ghost wrote the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book by Robert Kiyosaki. And so he's kind of the face and the name, and she's kind of behind the scenes. But Kim, she made a point to let people know that she had a gigantic Starbucks affinity for Starbucks, let's say. Every day on a daily
basis. I think there's a lot of people out there that do.
Right? So we can all kind of relate, right? Mm-hmm. And she was able to cut that down to one day a week, one latte a week. That's her time. And you'd be amazed that when you look at that over the course of a 30-day period, let alone a year, and putting that into a vehicle that creates, you know, interest in your favor, what that can, you know, how beneficial that is. So yeah, absolutely.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you have anything else to share? Do you have an email, or what's the best way to maybe get a hold of you, or your different contact information so that they can get a hold of you?
Sure. Sure. I think reaching out to messaging again, 661-491-4080. The email is great. The email is Derek.Blanton@wealthwave.com. I have a link tree, but I usually kind of send that out via text or email. And
kind of gives all the different information.
Right.
Very nice. Yeah. You try to get it out there best you can so that they can find you and whatnot. So
absolutely. Very nice. The young very people nice. Now are all over Instagram. And so that's kind of the new business card. So yeah, for sure. That's probably the most efficient way to get a hold of
probably me. They could type in your name, if nothing else. And
Google
and
me. Yes, please. Locate
some way to get a hold of you. And that is kind of the new way, especially with the younger generation out there. So
absolutely.
Well, Well, it was really nice, and I'm so happy to see you helping so many people because we definitely need help, you know, in the real estate world. I know everybody wants a home, but sometimes they're just not ready, right? You know, if they haven't even got this under control, how are they going to take care of a home and maintain it and whatnot? And sadly, that's a lot of our renters because everybody has to have a roof over their head. I mean, it is one of those things that we all have to keep a roof over our head or food on your table, or you're just not functioning, you know. And we want to see everybody function, you know. And so, and our goal as realtors is to make sure everybody has a roof over their head. But it's nice to see right behind the scenes, you know, people like you and your company, you know, that helps prepare people so that, you know, at some point they stand a chance at getting into their own home. So that's great. Appreciate you out there
Absolutely.
fighting the battle and trying to get everybody helped and whatnot. And hopefully, you know, you'll pick up a few that's really needing some help, and then maybe we can get them into a home at some point in life. So that's great.
Absolutely.
If you have anything else, otherwise we'll go ahead and close out for the day and we'll move on here.
No, honored and appreciate the opportunity of having me on.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. Everybody, this is Realtor Linda Peltz. I love these little chats with some of our business owners around town. Hopefully that you find them beneficial. I will catch you on the next one. My license number is 01997670. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Everybody.